Hey there, my name's Oisin Dunne and welcome to Audio Talks, presented to you by Harman. And not a lot of people know this, but many moons ago I worked in a virtual world where millions of cool young people designed their own avatars and homes and met with stars like Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus and hung out in these awesome virtual spaces powered by cool brands. So I was absolutely thrilled to hear about the awesome news of JBL Land, a collaboration with the good people at Roblox. And right here to talk about this brave new virtual world, we have a power trio of Roblox and JBL Land legends. So first up, we're going to welcome to the podcast Tonya Filinenko, the social media manager for JBL Land and the Roblox lead at Harman International. Welcome, Tonya.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you, Tonya. Thank you so much. And joining Tonya, we have the founder at Go Spooky. Welcome to the podcast, Tim van der Veel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bienvenidos, Tim. I believe you're joining us from sunny Spain. That's always good to hear. And rounding off our power trio, we have a Roblox influencer with over 21 million views on our YouTube channel. Welcome, Annabelle, aka Robuilds.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, so before we get into this magnificent collaboration between JBL and Roblox, let's just get to know a bit about your good selves. Talk to us a bit about what do you do and what was your part in JBL Land? And we'll start with your good self, Tonya.
So as a social media manager, I look after our company's social presence in various channels, focusing on JBL as our biggest brand was probably the biggest consumer outreach. And we always try to be on the forefront of social, and this is how we ended up looking into Roblox as an interesting platform for the brand to be present on. It started as far back as 2021, actually, which was just as Roblox started gaining really, really big popularity and started expanding as a platform from being just, let's say, a gaming platform for the younger generation of users to becoming a space where brands were actually trying to have their first experiments in the virtual world. So we immediately got interested. And then what followed was a long process of finding the right path for JBL to Roblox. So for me, really many things came together in this project. And most of them, it's trying to see what it is that our audience is interested in and trying to understand how we as a brand can present ourselves the best on an emerging innovative platform like Roblox.
Fantastic. Well, you know, JBL and indeed Harman is a company full of the coolest jobs you've ever heard of. But I think your job as a Roblox lead might be the coolest yet. Thank you for joining us, Tonya. And coming over to your good self, Tim van der Veel. Talk to us a bit about what you do at Go Spooky and also what was your part in JBL Land?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm the founder of Go Spooky. We've been Harman's and JBL's social agency for over the past 7 years already. We have a very simple mission. We keep leading brands at the forefront of what's happening on social platforms. And yeah, like Tanya said, in 2021, we were chatting and we saw the opportunity of Roblox. And since then, we've made our efforts in coming up with the whole strategy, collaborating with Tanya and the whole team with Human to bring this project to life and really open up a whole new platform for JBL on the global level.
Wow, fantastic. Very exciting work. What a great collaboration. And we'll come over to your good self now, Annabelle, aka Robuilds, as you're known in world. Talk to us a bit about what you do and what was your role in JBL Land.
So I mostly do my content on YouTube. I do the game Welcome to Bloxburg, and I was reached out to by Go Spooky to help them create the movie JBL Land. So it's a movie where we got to use our characters in the game and create a story.
Phenomenal. Wow. Okay, now we've got to know all of you. Let's talk about what you all made together with the teams at JBL and Go Spooky and Human that you mentioned there. This is a big collaboration with Roblox. What is JBL Land and what does it offer for the Roblox fans coming in and hanging out in JBL Land?
JBL Land is a virtual space where JBL brand comes to life in a 3D immersive environment. So it is actually an opportunity for our audience not to just consume our content, but to actually be a part of it and actively play our land, right? Be an active part of it. What JBL Land has to offer actually stems from our brand's ethos and our brand's mission of fostering self-expression with our audience. So we looked at, you know, what we do best, which is sound, and we saw that there's actually a nice niche on Roblox that we just had to fill, which is self-expression through sound. So that is the role we decided to take upon ourselves. And as you embark on your journey in JBL land, you're actually prompted to collect different sounds and make them into your own sound. In this way, acquiring your sound identity that really complements your avatar, right? Yeah, it's kind of how I would describe it. It's your own sound journey. It's your quest to your own soundtrack.
Nice. And so basically folks will come into Roblox, they make themselves an avatar, they'll walk around the virtual land. And if they go to JBL land, they can pick up, are they called gibbles? Is that right?
Yeah.
It's kind of sound things and have fun with them.
Gibbles are basically virtual money that we have in the platform, which complement Robux, which is digital platform currency. And then what you can pick up are sound bites. And yes, you're exactly right. While a big part of what people do on Roblox is actually about customizing their avatars, until we launched, there was no sound component to it. So you could really change absolutely everything in your visual appearance, but you couldn't really have a sound to go with that. So we kind of set out on a mission to change that.
That is fantastic. Because, you know, I remember from my own experience working in a virtual world many, many moons ago, you know, sound and music are so important for the kind of demographic who'd be enjoying the virtual spaces like Roblox. And the fact that JBL can come in and be that partner for their sonic journey as well as their avatar journey is just huge. But Annabelle, I'd like to come over to yourself. Now, you have been working with Roblox for quite a while and you've been documenting it and helping people discover it. Where do you think the current hype around Roblox is coming from?
I really do think it's social media. I think it has made a really big impact on getting games out there because anybody can have an account and create something. So when a player finds a Roblox game they like, they're going to post about it, especially with short form content now. And some of those videos, they're going to go viral, which then leads more people to finding and playing that game. And an example of this is the game that I do, Welcome to Bloxburg. They recently made their game free to play, so you don't have to pay the in-game currency anymore. And a whole bunch of people were advertising it and spreading the word about it on social media. And on the first day that it was released to free to play, there was probably an extra 200,000 people playing the game.
Wow. So that's kind of a sign that if you give the folks in Roblox something engaging, something entertaining, there can be huge value in terms of the brand profile, but also in terms of the user experience. So it's kind of win-win. I love that. Thank you. And take us through some of the ways that Roblox collaborates with the music industry and how can this typically benefit both the creators and the players on the other end?
So I'm not a developer, so I'm not sure how well I can answer this question, but Roblox has collaborated with music industries in the past by holding concerts. So they actually will put the artist in those suits that have the motion detectors. They can have their person in the game dancing and everything, and you can bring your avatar onto the game and listen to like the virtual concert.
Amazing. Wow, that's so cool. And like you say, if kind of the brands get the balance right, they can add huge value on both sides. And that goes for music brands as well, of course. But let's have a look at, you know, what's unique about the way in which audio and music are integrated into Roblox and also, of course, the JBL land experience, because this is a gift for the folks who are hanging out in Roblox to have access to the music they love, to have brands kind of supporting this adventure. What do you think are some of the big pluses for music lovers and audio lovers within Roblox? What say you, Annabelle?
I feel like sound definitely helps set the scene of a game, because if you're doing a horror game, you obviously don't want like some really funny music or something. You're going to want some suspense and some heartbeats. And if you're doing the little parkour games, also known as obbies, you're going to need that fun music to keep you motivated.
You're not wrong there. And Annabelle, just for my own benefit, is there a kind of collective noun, if you like, for folks who are in Roblox? Would you call them Robloxers, or do they have another name, or how would I refer to them?
I think some people call them Robloxians, but I just like to say players.
Okay. Both of those are working good for me. Thank you very much. And Tanya, coming over to yourself, talk to us about the kind of embedding of sound in the JBL land experience. You mentioned these kind of signature sound things that players or Robloxians can pick up as they walk around, and this adds to their character, it adds to the personality of their avatar. Take us through some of the gaming aspects of this. Where does this all lead to within Roblox?
Sure. So the sound bites you can pick up are actually all based on tracks from real life artists. These are all artists that we worked with that actually came into our JBL universe as part of the JBL and Martin Garrix Music Academy. So we were actually very happy to continue collaborating with them. And they're actually all present as NPCs, non-playable characters in JBL Land itself. We have taken special, let's say, steps to also translate our brand into this virtual world from a sound point of view. And we worked with a very talented sound designer on creating basically a whole soundscape for JBL Land. And as you go through the different parts of it, you know, your soundscape actually changes. When you land in, you know, a mystical forest, you will hear a certain type of sound. But when you navigate a bit closer to something called the Rave Cave, you will hear something else entirely. And as you go take a stroll, but actually you don't stroll, you fly in the JBL store, you will hear something else entirely. So there's a special track written for every segment of the land. What is more, what I think no other brand has done before is actually making sound an active part of the game, right? So sound is something that really moves your game journey forward. Collecting different sound bites, which all, by the way, have a different degree of rarity, is also a way to move forward in the game, because the more sound bites you collect, the more you have to work with from the point of view of making your own sound. Here, we're also starting to teach Roblox players some basics of music creation in a very simple, engaging, and fun manner. And we actually want to take this a lot further as we continue developing our game. I think this sound and education are both going to become a very important component of what we do in JBL Land.
Fantastic. Regular listeners to the podcast might know that we had Martin Garrix on as a guest many moons ago, and we also had one of his top engineers from the Academy and Athanasia, one of his artists. And so it's great to hear that the partnership is extending into the virtual world of Roblox. It sounds like his tracks are going to be absolutely smashing it at the Rave Cave. I'd like to hang out there myself. But talk to us a bit about what motivated you and JBL to actually create a presence in Roblox, Tanya. You know, what were some of your goals and what did you want to achieve from the partnership?
As a brand, we're always on the lookout for what is new, right? What is next? What is the new way for us to connect with our audience in the space where that audience actually is, right? Not trying to bring people over to a space we create, but rather going into platforms where people are already active and seeing how we can really bring value to their lives. I think with GoSpooky being our lead social agency, I really believe in what, you know, their ethos is, which is how do we add something to people's lives versus interrupting them. So for us, finding a way to really engage with the audience on their own terms was very important. So we looked at the numbers for Roblox and the audience that's represented there. The numbers are very healthy and continue to grow. We looked especially at engagement numbers, and average playtime on Roblox really surpasses the average engagement time on many, if not all, major social platforms. And for us, that was then basically almost a no-brainer. Of course, it took some effort to develop the whole space, but once everybody agreed on the idea, it really seemed like a no-brainer. Go to a platform where there is a big, global, highly engaged audience, also to a platform that offers brands a chance to really create and to bring something of value to their audience. For us, that was just a really, really good mix. And we do believe that with JBL Land, we do have the potential to maybe not just entertain, but actually also to educate.
I love it. I love it. And of course, this is all about having an authentic presence, one that the Robloxians actually get a lot of value out of. You know, they have games, they have engagement, there's an educational aspect there. And of course, there's the chance to connect with the likes of Martin Garrix in World, which is, you know, and folks from his academy, which is just brilliant. So Tim, coming over to yourself, Tanya mentioned the ethos of Go Spooky and the way that you approach bringing brands into these social spaces. It's something that you do brilliantly. Talk to us a bit about how brands utilize Roblox as a marketing platform and what unique engagement opportunities would you say it provides in a virtual environment?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, our mission is to keep leading brands at the forefront of social. And like Tanya mentioned, looking at the numbers and looking at the amount of brands that are active on the platform, there was an immense opportunity there. JBL really being one of the first brands globally on the broader scale of things to go into this space. I think if you look at Roblox, what makes it so interesting and how most brands are utilizing it, first of all, it's 3D versus 2D. So normally when you go onto a social platform, you make like a picture of a video, and Roblox really allows us to create experiences where people can walk into, where they can explore, what we can make fully interactive. I think that's the first one, having like full brand freedom to create newly whole spaces, products, and basically whole worlds where our fans come to explore and interact with each other. I think secondly, it's about all the different experiences that we could do. So the full brand freedom. So you heard Tanya said like first virtual performances by Martin Garrix. We have our own full store in Roblox, the Rave Cave, custom activations for JBL Fest or JBL Snow Party. So the full freedom and amount of custom interactive parts we could add and really use this as a platform that also extends beyond the platform. I believe that's very powerful. And I think the last one, it's really about the new audience. So yeah, I think there's a whole new audience that uses this platform and who wants to engage with the brand in a new way. So if you combine basically the time spent, so the engagement, the full brand freedom, and the highly engaged new audience that's on this platform, I think that's those are the main drivers of going in there.
Right. Fascinating. And you kind of mentioned there that obviously, you know, brands tend to exist in 2D and Roblox is 3D, and there's all these extra levels of ways in which the brand needs to be represented. So how did you go about translating JBL's identity into the Roblox world? And what kind of challenges did you and the team face at Go Spooky?
This was a very interesting process. So we collaborated a lot with Human on this part. And JBL didn't have 3D brand guidelines, and especially not for a platform like Roblox. So basically, we had to invent, hey, what is the platform all about? What's JBL all about? Of course, we knew that, but finding that match in a way that things are playful, authentic, but not too branded, that was a very interesting process. And I think if you go into the space, you will see a lot of references to the core JBL brand. You will also see a lot of indirect references. So you will, for example, see parts of the logo, or not the exact same speaker, but like a reference to certain parts, for example, of the JBL party box. So it's a branded world, but in that way, it doesn't feel too branded. And I think the interesting part is we approach this in a way that we could take those 3D brand guidelines and also say, hey, we started at Roblox, but it could also easily translate into other virtual worlds and social gaming platforms.
Very good. Okay, this kind of opens up a whole world of possibilities in the future. Tanya, coming over to yourself, you know, we've heard of that great collaboration between yourselves, between the good people at Human, between Go Spooky. Do you have any plans for expanding JBL Land on Roblox and connecting with your audience into the future?
Most definitely, this was not a one-time exercise. I think it's almost like buying a house in a virtual world. You have to maintain it and you also need to expand it. The opportunities really are numerous. And already having launched just in February of this year, we have already done two campaign integrations on JBL Land, starting with JBL Snow Party that also included an interactive virtual performance from Martin Garrix. than going into a virtual streets of New York for JBL Party Box launch event. Now we are actually working on building almost a one-to-one digital replica of the JBL stage at Tomorrowland. But of course, it doesn't stop there, right? It is a virtual platform, so you can, anything you can imagine, you can actually build, which I honestly really love about it. So definitely, we will continue to look into ways of bringing our campaigns, our marketing campaigns, to life on the platform as well. Basically, we are including Roblox into our universe of marketing channels. But more than that, of course, we're treating Roblox as a digital project in its own right. So there's also an always-on development roadmap. We need to keep the core game loop, which is all about, you know, collecting various sounds and building your own sound identity. We need to keep that as engaging as possible, which for us also means being able to look at the user analytics, trying to, you know, draw conclusions from it, build a hypothesis, build something new, see if it works, see if it answers our question, and iterate and try again. So we're definitely on a journey here. And so far, I think we're loving it.
Nice, nice. You're going to keep it playful. You're going to keep it authentic. And it's a bit of a blank canvas at the moment. That's so exciting. Wow. Yeah. Who's going to come and join you at the virtual Tomorrowland stage in Roblox? Now, coming over to yourself, Annabelle, talk to us a bit about this balance between creatives going into the world. Can they generate income directly, or is this more of a pure marketing opportunity? What would you say?
Yeah, you can make income directly. So for Roblox developers, those who create the games, there are three different ways you can make income. There's if someone has the monthly subscription for Roblox, which is called premium. So if you're a premium player playing the game, I believe the developers do get some sort of compensation for that. They can also sell their own subscriptions, which is a monthly payment. And there is also Robux. So people can create game passes in their games, and someone can then purchase that game pass with the in-game currency, which is Robux. And then the Robux that they generate from that game, they can then put into this thing called DevEx, which then translates the money into their own country's currency. And then there's the UGC creators, which is the people that make the 3D clothing. And if they sell that clothing, they're going to receive Robux, and they can do that DevEx as well. And then there's what's called a star creator. So this is something where you're connected to Roblox as well as a content creator. It's a program that you can apply to, and they get a special promo code. So whenever someone purchases Robux on the platform, they can then add the person's little promo code and they'll receive a percentage of that purchase.
Fascinating. Okay, that was a great primer on the income opportunities from making stuff happen in Roblox. That was really fascinating. Thank you. I'll come over to yourself, Tim. Have you come across any examples of a successful partnership between marketing and revenue generation and having that presence in Roblox?
I think one of the brands that is doing a lot of experiments around this exact topic is Walmart. They are now testing with Roblox themselves so that people in Roblox can actually buy physical items at Walmart. People can go shop at Walmart in their virtual Walmart experience, buying real stuff. I think that's one of the latest experiences. I think exactly like what Annabelle said, there are multiple ways for brands to earn money here. So I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that Barbie, when they released the Barbie movie, they also launched a Roblox experience where people were paying like around a dollar to enter. They had multiple millions of people going into that experience. There are a lot of publishers, both brands or like individual game publishers, who are earning serious money on Roblox. On the other side, you also have brands who are mostly focused on just engaging an audience and unlocking and activating a new audience. But yeah, you should look at this. This is just like an economy. It's a virtual economy. So you can sell virtual stuff. You can soon also sell physical stuff. You can sell tickets. Roblox does rev share on those things. So yeah, it's like a virtual, full operational virtual economy.
Amazing. That Barbie example is just brilliant. When you have millions and millions of people each paying a small amount of money, it adds up really quickly. So this is big news for brands, Tim, from what you're saying. What would you say the potential is for brands to actually get into Roblox, to expand their presence? How can they maximize their impact, but still respecting that community-driven ethos? What would you say?
There's still so much room to grow on this platform. If you look at the grand scale of things, there are not a lot of brands still active on Roblox. So it's the top brands who have experiences, but on the broader scale, there's not a lot of brands still on this platform. I would say to make the most impact, and Tanya already mentioned this, but to make the most impact, brands should really have the focus on creating a fun and engaging experiences that players enjoy. I think that's also in, if you're actually trying to add value to the end user and actually try to add value to the platform, players and the platform will reward you for it. So that means listening to player feedback, involving the community in the creation process. Yeah, and brands should really aim to create experiences that feel natural and enjoyable within the Roblox world. So really respecting the platform creative and collaborative spirit and really creating, at the end of the day, creating something that people actually want to play.
Absolutely. That's very sound advice there, Tim. Thank you. I'm going to keep you on the line for a moment, Tim, because I know that you've done this a bunch of times. And if I was to say to you, tell us your top three tips for brands and creators on the platform, what would your top three tips be?
I would start with knowing your audience. So spend time understanding what the Roblox community likes and create experiences to match their interests. Second would be make it engaging and interactive. So create engaging activities that players can participate in and not just watch. Have like what Tanya mentioned, your core gaming loop. What is the core thing that brings people to your experience and brings them back again and again and keeps them there? And then thirdly, I would really recommend partnering with popular creators like Annabelle. So collaborating with well-known Roblox creators to reach a wider audience and gain credibility on the platform. So summing that up, knowing your audience, making it interactive, and partnering with popular creators.
Solid advice, Tim. Thank you very much. That's a brilliant top three tips for brands and creators. And speaking of which, Annabelle, you are a very highly respected Roblox creator. You've been doing it for a long time. What is your favorite aspect of JBL Land?
Oh, thank you. I would have to say sharing the music with one another. So if you think about it, you could have a whole server in the game meet at one of the jukeboxes to share all the music that you've made. And if you really wanted to, you could even make like a contest out of it. So the players would have to make music based on a certain genre. And I love anything that has to do with community. And the fact that JBL Land offers that is great.
Fantastic. Well said. And I'm going to ask each of you, Tanya and Annabelle, for another top three. And we're going to start with yourself, Tanya. Talk to us about the top three things you think that visitors to JBL Land in Roblox absolutely must do.
Well, I would definitely say make your sound, because that's the right way to experience JBL Land. Collect some sound bites, play around until something sounds good, until it really sounds like you. And if you're not happy with how it sounds, run around, collect more sound bites, and keep going until you find that sweet sound. Definitely ride a flamingo. That was a happy creative accident from just almost a throwaway visualization. It actually became a very nice, very fun minigame. And maybe if I were to name my third one, I would say get a shrink drink. Those are lovely little things inside the games, which can help you access parts of the land that you're too big to access otherwise. But keep in mind, you only have about 15 seconds to run around and then you go back to your regular avatar size.
Amazing. So much fun already. And Annabelle, coming over to yourself, the final word. What are the top three things that visitors to JBL Land should absolutely do?
Two of mine are the same, so definitely create your own music. And the flamingos are amazing, especially the golden flamingo. It shoots out like rainbows. It's so cool. And you can actually get them on land if you try hard enough, which I found out when I was filming. So you can zoom around the land as well. And then I also love the Snow Party race. I'm a sucker for racing games, so that one is really fun as well.
Phenomenal. That's absolutely brilliant.
The golden flamingo tip actually hasn't been discovered by many yet, so that's a great tip from Annabelle, and you guys should definitely try it.
Oh, nice. That sounds like a bit of a cheat code there, kind of an Easter egg for Robloxians.
Definitely an Easter egg. I would love to see how many people actually discover it.
Phenomenal. A flamingo egg for the Robloxians. That's what I'd like to hear. And now we have come to the last question of the podcast. It's one that we ask all of our VIP guests, and that is to choose a track for our VIP title playlist. And maybe, if you like, tell us why you chose it. And we'll start with your good self, Tanya.
Was a pretty easy answer for me. Whenever I think of JBL, I think of a very specific track called Music Sounds Better With You, and more specifically, a cover of this track by Neil Francis. And yeah, I just love it. And to me, it kind of describes the essence of the brand as well. It's all about really nice social interactions made better by music.
That's a perfect choice. Thank you, Tanya. And Tim, what say you?
I'm a big Fuller Moore fan. So I would say these are just places to me now from Fuller Moore.
Brilliant choice. Thank you very much, Tim. And coming over to yourself, Annabelle, what's your contribution to the VIP playlist?
My favorite song is This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. It really just like, it hits hard because sometimes people, you know, they're not going to believe in you, but if you believe in yourself, you can really get far with that.
Amazing. That's a perfectly inspiring choice there. Thank you so much, Annabelle. And my own contribution is going to be the Commodore's Brick House, because it's the first thing that comes to mind when I think about building virtual spaces. So thank you so much for joining us on the Audio Talks podcast. Tanya Filonenko.
Thank you.
Tim van der Veer.
Thank you so much.
And Annabelle, a.k.a. Robils.
Thank you.
And my dear friends listening in, we will of course be including links to JBL Land and Annabelle's YouTube channel and Go Spooky in the show notes. So don't forget to subscribe, comment and share Audio Talks with your friends and family. If you're enjoying the Audio Talks series of podcasts, why not pop over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts and leave a nice review. It really does mean a lot, and it helps new listeners get to know about the amazing guests we talk to in every episode, like Tanya, Tim and Annabelle. For more exclusive content, some behind the scenes goodies and maybe even some competitions, connect with us over on the Instagram. You can find us at Audio Talks Podcast. We'll be back soon for more amazing Audio Talks. See you next time.